Omalai, other people asked him over him. Omalai, Omarta, did you really say this? Omalai, he said no. Omalai, I did not, Rabbi Yechon said no, I did not say it. But the other Rashi says, Chazabai, he retracted from what he said before. Omar Rabba, Rabba said no. Ha'olakim, Ha'gleshon of Ashruah, he's swearing. Omri, he said it. See what's Nina, it's written like this in the Torah, and also we learned like this in the Mishnah. See what the Pesach says like this, is the Pesach in the Midrash says, by Yishalchum in Amachna, that somebody that's Tomei, there's a mitzvah essay right away to leave the Beis HaMikdash. If by mistake, like it's not your fault, inside the Beis HaMikdash, somebody dies there, or a show such as you inside the Beis HaMikdash, that you become Tomei there, so it's not your fault, but just as a mitzvah essay, right away, leave the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Pesach says, that there's a law of either not to come inside when you're Tamei, or else if you're there already, do not stay there. If you decide, listen, I'm Tamei anyway, I want to stay there, you'll be over this law, then you would receive Malkus. These are the two Pesachim. And to me, we learn to the Mishnah, says now Mishnah, these are one of the cases of Eilu Hein HaLeikim, that's our Mishnah. These are the cases that you receive Malkus. If a person that's Tamei comes into the Beis HaMikdash, he receives Malkus. Even though there's an essay involved also, he has this essay of, Vayishalchem in Amachna, stay out of the Beis HaMikdash, do not come in. So by you coming in, you're doing a lav now, you receive Malkus. So our Mishnah says clearly, even though this lav has an essay to it, and now that you went in, for sure you're supposed to leave also. Like you are being Mekayim the Mitzvah's essay if you leave later. But since this essay could have been Mekuyim before you did the lav, this essay is not here to fix up the lav, but rather it's an essay by itself, and therefore when you do this lav, you receive Malkus. So it's a proof to what he said is true. And if you ask the question, my time of Kohadabai, why did Rabbi Yochanan retract from what he said? Like how come when they asked him, did you say it? He said no. But Mashmi retracted. Why? So the answer is because he had a question. Mishun dekashalei onis. He had a question from the parsha of a man whose manis forces a girl to live with him. So the Tanya went like this. Oynes shegirish. The halacha is if your manis a girl, so the Torah gives you a mitzvah to marry her, you're supposed to go and marry her, and you're not allowed to divorce her. So now what's going to be if you did divorce her? So it says here, oynes, after you forced her, you lived with her, and you married her, and then you give her a get shegirish, so it depends. Im Yisrael, if this man is a Yisrael, that he's allowed to remarry his Gerusha, so then Machzir is supposed to remarry him now, he ain't a Leike, and he will not receive Malkus. Why? Because he's doing a Mitzvah Esei. By remarrying her, he's doing a Mitzvah Esei to remarry her. Even though he did the love of giving her get, but still, since he's doing the Mitzvah of Loisi Elisha, but the Pesach says, Rashi says, it says, for Loisi Elisha, she should be your wife, Loyucha Leshalcha, you're not allowed to send her away. See that you did send her away, do the mitzvah essay to remarry you, and it says clearly, V'yayna leika, you do not receive Malkus. But even though this mitzvah essay here applies before the law, like as soon as you're the answer, there's a mitzvah essay first to marry her, and then first comes the law not to give her a gift. Still it says here, if you did the law and then you do the essay, it's ayna leika. So that's what Rabbi Yechon retracted. But it says also in Kayinu, what's going to be if this person was a Kayin that forced this girl to live with her? And then he married and gave her a gift. Here for him, there's a law now not to remarry her. If so, like if he ain't a master, he receives Malkus, and he cannot do the effort to remarry her. Since he gave her a gift, she's a Gerusha, a Kayin cannot remarry even his own Gerusha. So it says clearly, in Yisrael, if this person was a Yisrael, master, after he gave her the gift, he did the law, now he just has to do the yasei of remarrying her. We ain't a Leikin. It says clearly he doesn't receive Malkus. The question is, am I? Why? Am I? Leitha say shekot muaseihu. Over here, this essay to marry her applies first. Like after you're an answer, the first thing you're supposed to do is marry her. And then there's a law not to give her a gift. And so the Luki. Now that you did this lav, you gave her a gift, why don't you receive Malkus? So I see from over here, that any type of a lav that has an essay to it, even though the essay is before, so what? Still you do not receive Malkus. That's what Rabbi Yochanan retracted for what he said before. But I call upon him as a stira. From our Mishnah says you do receive Malkus. Our Mishnah says by Atomei, Habol HaMikdash, he receives Malkus. So what's going on here? So we're to steal the two halachas. So the answer is like this. Omar Ula answers like this. That Grusha here, it's different. By Oinus is different. There's a different reason why here you do not receive Malkus. Omar Ula. Lo yoyma lo yisil isha. Really it's extra. This essay, if you manus the girl that you have to marry you, it's extra. And tell her did not have to say it. Lo yoyma did not have to say lo yisil isha, she should be your wife. The Yoinus. The Libna the Moitzi Shemra. Let me learn it out from the Moitzi Shemra. That Uma Moitzi Shemra. Shle Yosu Maisa. If you already married your wife and you said bad things about her, there's a mitzvah says that you have to stay married to her, you're not allowed to give her a get. Omri Achman, the Torah says, Bunai Seel Isha, she should remain to you. So, Master, when you do something wrong to this girl, to this lady, your wife, you have to stay, you have to, like, make up for it, you have to marry her, stay married to her. And so, Omri Achman, here where you forced a girl, and you live with her, you did something wrong with her, for sure the way you have to make up for it is you have to marry her. So, in Svar, I would know that you have to marry this Omri. If therefore, why does the Torah have to say, repeat itself, she should be your wife? The main opinion of fun of it's not for the purpose that at the beginning, as soon as after you manas her, you should marry her, to Nurinyan Yachrov. It's as if it's saying separately that if you give, she in Girish, like there's a special essay, that in the case that you manas the girl, and you married her, and now you're doing the lot, you're giving her a gift, you should know Yachrov. The Torah says a separate essay, now go remarry her. So this essay is a regular law of Hanifat Liyasei. This second essay could only be Mekuyim if you did the law. So that's why here it's considered a law of Hanifat Liyasei. So the Torah is saying extra, after you do the law, now fix it up by remarrying her. So here this essay is a tikkun, it's the kapara of this law, that's why there's no Malkus over here. Mashaykh and now Mishnah, there's one essay, leave the machna when you tummy. And then there's a law, do not come in when you tummy. So on such a lot, if you come in when you tummy, or if you stay there when you tummy, that's a regular lot, even though it has an essay before that, that you would receive Malkus. So the Gemara know, the Akati, Oynis, and Moitzi Shemra, Lagomra, I cannot learn out Oynis from the Pasha of Moitzi Shemra. The Ikla Mitzvah could ask a question like this, Mala Moitzi Shemra Shekain Leika, Umishalim. There's a special chumrah by Moitzi Shemra when you say bad things about your wife, that she has lived with another man, we find that it's not true, that the husband receives Malkus, and you also have to pay 100 shkolim, and that's a chiddush, because usually we say ein loike mishalim. So you see, Moitzi Shemra is a special chiddush, so I cannot learn out the mitzvah to remarry to an anus. So it's not extra by an anus. So there's only one essay to marry her. So why don't you receive Malkus? It's not called a lav hanitik, it's called a lav shekodmu asay. Everything must be like this. Lo yoyma lo yisil yishav Moitzi Shemra. The opposite way. It did not have to say the mitzvah says they can stay married to her if you're Moitzi Shemra. But rather, the Ligma Meyenis, let me learn out from the Pasha of Oynis. Uma Oynis, not in the case where you're Ma'anis the girl. You did something bad to her. The Torah says you should make up for her and marry her. Shemra, like you, Mishalim, you do not receive two things, Malkus and Tashtumim. Only one. On Oynis, you have to pay money and you're free from Malkus. That's a question now, Mishnah. Why do you receive Malkus? Why? In like you, Mishalim, the Mishnah says in case where there's no Malkus, where there's no Mammon. But you do not receive both. Still, Omer, Achman, the Torah says, for lo yisil isha, there's a mitzvah for you to marry your Moitzi Shemra, in the case where you said bad things about your own wife. Lo kol shechem, isn't it for sure that you should have this mitzvah to stay married to her? You see, there the Torah is more strict. It even says you have to pay and receive Malkus. So for sure you have to stay married to her.
That he said like this, that Moitzoy Yom Tov Achron Shechag, the last day of Sukkis, how could it safe, and everybody used to go outside and look, the Yoshin of Marocho, which way was the Eshel with the smoke, or the Marocho of the burning Mizbeach going towards? Not the Kalput Sefer was going towards the north side, which means that the south wind was blowing, Ani and Smech and the poor people were happy. The Balabatim not serving, but the Balabatim they were dead. It's going to be a very rainy year, and they won't be able to store the fruits. They're going to rot away early, so they have to sell more water at a cheaper price. So therefore, the Aniyim, the poor people, were happy, but the Balabatim was it. What's going to be not the Kalpidur? Again, what's going to be not the Kalpidur is going towards the south side. Then the opposite, Aniyim, the poor people, were said. the Balabatim smeichin, the Balabatim happy, but when they say gishmei shonim uotim, there's going to be a small amount of rain that year, and therefore peiros mishtamim, the peiros will be able to be stored away for that year, so the price will always be high prices, the Balabatim are happy. Not the copy, let's say it turned towards Mizrach, then HaKos met everybody was happy, because then it was very good. Mizrach means that the dorm wind was blowing. Kalpim, the Marv wind was blowing. What about Kalpim? Marv was going towards the Marv. Then HaKos said, everybody was sad. But that's the Ruach Mizrochis, that's not so good. So now it says, we really have a question. Mizrochis Liyolim Yofa says the opposite. It says that the east wind blows, it's always good. Marovis, if the west wind blows, the northern crush is always bad. So now says, Ruach Tzvenis, the north wind, Yofa the heat, and that's good for wheat. Beshosh, if Yishlish, it was grown a third. For crush, the Zaysim is bad for Zaysim, though. Beshosh, Yenitzu. If the olives already grow, if the olives start to blossom, then it's bad. For Ruach Tzvenis, what about the south wind? Crush, the heat, and that's bad for wheat. When Beshosh, if Yishlish, if it had grown a third already, but the Yofel Zaysim is good for olives, Beshosh Yenitzu, if the olives just were Yenitzu and now becoming ripe, then it's good. And we only have Yosef with him, Mazutra, the tenor of Nachman by Yitzchok, the Senech was the Simon, Shulchan, the Shulchan Mitzafen, so that the food you need for Shulchan, that's on Mitzafen, so the menorah, the oil, that's on Dorin. So, hi, Mavu, the day, the high Mavu, the day, this is good for this. But each one takes care of its own. Again, Loshin is high Mavu, the day, by Mavu, the day, one takes care of the oil, and one takes care of the, Shemin. But our call upon him, it's a stira, that before we had that Mizrochis Miyelim Yofo, that before we had Kalpe Mizrochol Sumechim, that means if the west wind is blowing, it's good. And here it says the opposite. My rov is Miyelim Kosha. So when it says Lakasha is no stira, I'll tell you how long Balahu, one goes on Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and one goes on Bnei Bovel. Like Rashbam says, how long? But Bnei Bovel. Hashem, the Mitzvah of the Mulgaras, the Mitzvah of the they don't need rain, Kokach. So for them, fact is good, but for us, if Neat Yisrael, we need the rain, for us is bad. So one verse is talking about Bavel, one's talking about Eretz Yisrael. Talimor says, Tanya, we learned, Abishoel Oimer, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Borrow if it's a clear day, simin yafal cholashana kula. It's a good sign, the weather will be good the whole year. So tell me how it is the first day of Shavuos. Omer Rav Zvid, hayom kama the reish also, like how the weather is in Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year. Ichamin kula shasa chamina. If it's hot on Rosh Hashanah, the first day, the whole year will be hot. In Korir, if it's cold though, kula shasa chamina. The Rashbam says it means climb my Rav Hashanah, most of the year will be cold. But my Nav community, what's the difference? The answer is that Filosoi shall Kohen Gadol depends upon how the Kohen Gadol should daven, what type of weather should be. That Rashbam's Taisa says she is spalo, she in chamalo, techamu yisri dai. If it's like a hot in Rosh Hashanah, he has to daven, it should not be that hot the rest of the year. And if it's cold, he should be mispalo, it shouldn't be that cold the rest of the year. For Avon Rav Nachman, yeah. So Kitzur, when you were Shaila, either Mat Meshchidma, Midiraisa, not. So far the man, the Yemen, brought down something to say that it's Midiraisa. Now the Lord says, Om Rav Nachman, and Nachman holds though, that Mat Meshchidma, Rav Midirabonim, the Almehi. That is such a Matona, it's only Midirabonim. And why did the Rabbonim make such a Takona? Shem Etichrav Daita Love. Because we're afraid the person is about to die, is very sick, if he wants to give away a kinyan, and he says it, and by saying it, it does not help, we're afraid he'll feel better about it, and that may be mekar of his misa. So, Mura Shaloi Titra V'daitoi, Rabbana made a mitakono, that if a shchidmura says he wants to give away a present, the amir alone is considered like a kinyan. But it's only midi Rabbanan. So Mura asks the question, is this true? Or mi yom Rav Nachman Hochi, is it true that Rav Nachman said like this? That a matna shchid muraz on him rabbonin, Avraham Rav Nachman said, Af agav the yom haShmuel, even though Shmuel holds and says, that hamoicher shtachayv lechaveroi, if Reuven sells a shtachayv, that Shimon owes Reuven money, and Reuven have the shtar choiv that Shimon owes him money, so Reuven goes ahead and sells it to Levi. Levi pays money for it, so now it's considered like Shimon owes the money directly to Levi. But later Reuven, the original Malva, is Meichel the choiv, the Loch was Meichel, so now it's called the good Mechila. Because we heard that you can't really sell a shtar choiv with the rice, it's only with the rabbanim, so the Shibur HaGuf still stays by the original Malva, therefore it could be Meichel. Even if he yashens it, still, you could be Meichel. Rashbam says, Tafilu Yerush Shemalva. No, not even the Malva is alive. Even if the Malva died, and his Yerushim want to be Meichel, they could also be Meichel. Rashbam says, Svohu, Leonim Kreshla Kev, and Mashinim Tzlo Shtar Hanilva. Because this sale of selling Shtar Choy is not so strong. Therefore, the Malva could be Meichel, and even his Yerush could be Meichel. But still, Rav Nachman said, Yishno, Moidish, Shmuel, but Shmuel agrees, Shemos no b'matna shchiv mera. But let's say he gives it away. It's a shchiv mera. He gives away this present. Gives away this milva. Not you sell your milva to somebody else. But a shchiv mera gives it away because it's a matna shchiv mera. Then the end yechol meichloi. That the mouth of the shchiv mera cannot be meichlo anymore. So you see, it's stronger than a regular kinyan. So the question is why? If you tell me that midi raisa, there's a new kinyan of a matna shchiv mera, if so, mishem hochi em yochel imchel. That's why it can't be moichel, because midi raisa b'mechir itchal. But el iyam, but if you're going to tell me, the rabbonin, it's only kinyan, the rabbonin, if so, amayim yochel imchel. Why can't it be moichel then? On a regular kinyan, the rabbonin, you're telling me, you can't really sell a shtachoyf. So if so, the Shibur HaGuf stays by the Nova, why can't the Shchim Rabbi Meichel? So my answer is like this. I tell you, Einish HaTorah, really Midi Raisa, the Matna Shchim Rabbi is not a king of Midi Raisa, but we are so Kish HaTorah, when the Rabbana made up this Kinyan, they made it a very strong Kinyan. They made it Kain Midi Raisa. So if whatever helps Midi Raisa, by a king of Midi Raisa, you can't be Meichel. There, the Malva sells it completely. Who had been our Shchimur also, a Shchimur cannot be Meichel. Omar Rav Nachman. Rav says over the name of Rav Nachman. Shchiv Mera Shoma. Shchiv Mera that says, Yidur Ploini Rabai is there, this Reuven should live in my house. Yoicho Ploini Peres Bekovet. Reuven should eat the fruits of my trees. Lo Maklum. That means nothing. That's not clear that he's giving over the house or giving over the tree to that person. Shiyama to himself can clearly to move by a zelaplani, the other boy, I want you to give this house to that person, and he should live there. If he says to move for either boy, that's called a matnash shumura. But if he just says the person should live there, we do not see a means to give it. Or else if he says to move deko zelaplani, the yucha peresof. If he says to move deko zelaplani, give this tree to my friend, he should eat, that's called a good matana. So Moshe says, Lemaimu, you want to tell me, the Sovra Nachman holds that most of the Yisib Bori is the Shumara, only a Kenya that applies by a healthy person or is by a Shumara. But the lesser the Bori, the lesser the Shumara. A Kenya is not by a Bori like a Dovish Lobel Yelam, that's not by a Shumara either. So you want to tell me they have the same things? Like the Shbam says, Le'olim Koyach HaShumara Yisim and Abori. Elisham Rasa Kanik Kenyan Suda the Bori. The only Kiddush is that by Shchimura, even though he doesn't make a Kenyan, his Amir alone is enough. But otherwise, the Kenyanim only work on a double B'Shabon Yerim, and not on something that's not Bon Yerim, that a Bori can't make a Kenyan altogether. So my next question is that true? I have Omar Rav, he said Omar Rav Nachman, that Shchimura Shama Tnu Rav Osn Plaini, Hal Osn Plaini. Alright, so we'll continue on the next tape. So Mishnah Yom Pei Dekor, it's Mashmiya, that again, he holds that a Matna Shchimura only helps like a Kinyan of a Bori. And the other Kashri is a Milver that you can't give over a Kinyan Bori, but you could give over the Kinyan Matna Shchimura. So it's Mashmiya that a Kinyan Matna Shchimura is even stronger than a Kinyan of a Bori. Alright, we'll stop here. The kids rolled off test above from the bottom. So again, when the middle of the Shiloh,
that we have a chilek between a mitzvah saseh shekodmu lav shekodmu asay. If you have an ester that could be done before the lav, then you will receive malchus for the lav. Whereas if the ester is a lav hanitikli asay, if the ester is here only after the lav to fix the lav, then we say you do not receive malchus. A lav hanitikli asay. So the ester is the nitik is the kafara for the lav. So the question was by oinus. It says alochom that when you ma'anis a girl, and then if you give, you're supposed to marry her. So it says if you give her a get, so you did a lav, then it says do the yesay to remarry her, and that frees you from the malchus. So the question was why? Here this essay comes before the lav. The essay is, as soon as you ma'anis her, go and marry her. That's the essay. The lav is not leyuchol shalcha, don't send her away. So according to our svarim, if you send her away, you should receive malchus. And the other Bryce said before, no, there's no malchus. So last terms was, Rabbi wanted to answer him, that the Pasuk says, lo yuchol l'shalachol kol yomov. So it says, kol yomov means, the rest of the lifetime, you cannot be separated. It means that even if you give her a get, there's a new mitzvah to come and remarry her. But what Ashenin, kol yomov means, the rest of your lifetime, you have this essay to go and remarry her. That's the word with Ashenin. So Mori asked the question, is this true? Can you dash in such a drosha to say kol yomov, that the mitzvah essay is here the whole lifetime? So Mori asked the question from the bottom line. Honicha, right before, honicha leman diyoma bitlu v'loi bitlu el leman diyoma kaimu v'loi kaimu ma'ika lemeimer. What could you say? So Rashi says, Rashi knows the question is, Hod the Yamrit, that Kol Yomov the Yamoid v'Hechzekoi, that we just said, the Pasuk says Kol Yomov, means the rest of your life, there's like the mitzvah essay to stay married or to remarry. So you want to say that essay makes it a lav shenitzel yasei, v'hachovis lo zman l'kiyom essay Kol Yomov. It comes out that the rest of your lifetime, you have the possibility to make this essay to remarry him. So even if you do the lav, you give her a get, you do not receive malchus, because you have the rest of your lifetime to do the essay. So therefore, Rashi says this is only good if you learn bitlu v'loi bitlu. This is a machloikas sum by every lav hanitikli yasei. So it's saying that even though you did the lav, let's say you made a gzela, you stole, but if you do the yasei to return the gzela, you do not receive malchus. How long do you have the time to do this essay? Or is how long do we wait to give you malchus? So one says bitlu v'loi bitlu. It's only when you mavato the assay, when you can't do the assay anymore. If you mavato the assay, that's when you get the lav. And according to Rashi explains it, the lav never finishes until you do an action of being mavato the assay, of killing it, that you can't do the assay anymore. So then it's good. Then we say, if you gave this girl a get, so you're not over the lav yet. Yeah, until you mavatal the assay, until you do something that you cannot be mekayim the assay anymore. And the more will soon say, maybe it's a case where you made a neder v'arabim that you will not remarry her. So if you make a neder v'arabim that is ein lo hafara, that's a case that you cannot marry her back anymore. So that's called bitlu. If you did an action to be mavatal that you cannot be mekayim the assay, that's when you're over the lav, that's when you get malchus. So then it's good, redashin kol yomov, the rest of your lifetime means you have a whole lifetime to do the assay. You're not over the lav until you do an action of being mavatol the assay. But elu l'mandiyama, kimu v'loi kimu. Well, since the other mandiyama is no. When you do a lav, the pshat is you're over an aveira right now. And really you deserve a punishment. Just Desdin tells you, listen, you have a mitzvah assay now to remarry her. If you marry her right now, okay, the assay right now is the kapara. But if you do not remarry right now, we're going to give you malchus. That's called kimu v'loi kimu. If you're makayim, if you do the assay right now, then you will receive malchus. Then you're free from malchus. But if you do not do the assay right now, then you do receive malchus. This mandiyam learns, even a lav hanitzik the assay, as soon as you do the lav, you finish the lav. And really you deserve a punishment right now. Just the Torah gives you a way out. If you do the assay right now, that's your tikkun, that's your kapara, you're free. But if you do not do the assay right now, Beis Din has to give you malchus. So the question is, how can we dash in kol yomov which is mashma the rest of your lifetime, you have the chance to do this asay, and that will stop you from malchus. It's not true. According to this man Yoma, if you do not remarry the next minute, or when Bezin tells you to, so you will receive malchus. You know? Other morning. Rashi says, next one, either do the asay that frees you, or yuka. Says so, lekalameima ko yom of the amoy vehechsakoi, kuri amrit. Why? Shimlechzirenu miyad, kishyovul abezdin, yokeyu. If you do not remarry right away, you receive malchus. To lekalameima yakayim liachazman, tim kem lekayim hechidami. So, ko yom of his mashma, right now, his mashma, you do not receive malchus. Why? Because you have the essay ko yom of. The rest of your life, you have the possibility to mekayim the asay, so we do not give you malchus now. According to this man Yom, it's not true. Kimu b'lo kimu sunsi Rosh Lakish holds that kimu b'lo kimu, if you're not mekayim the asay right away, there's not the right to give you malchus. So then, Mike, how could you dash in this pasuk? So the Gemara says, no, midi who